This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello everyone, I'm Kat Farmer.
And I'm Marianne Jones,
and this is Been There, Done That, Got the Podcast.
So this week I've been there, done that, and I have been to the cinema.
Ooh, IRL cinema.
I know.
The pictures, the flicks.
Yes. And I went to see a film that, I'm not going to lie, I was a bit, oh, it's one of the Oscar films. And you know my obsession with pre-Oscars, I need to see all the films I can. It's called The Holdovers. Oh, my lord. So it's by the same director that did Sideways. Do you remember Sideways?
I do.
It's Paul Giamatti, I think it is.
Yeah.
Should maybe have worked his name out before I did this. Do you know what I thought it was Giamatti. Like Giacometti or something, but it's not. I think it's Giamatti.
But before Sideways, was it Swingers? Or is that something else?
I don't know. The same director did Election with Matthew Broderick.
Right.
And he also did a film called Downsizing, which right. Have you seen that? Oh,
no.
It's really weird.
No.
It's really weird. It's, I always say it's, Bourne Identity, Matt Damon.
Okay,
that's the level of my cinema. It's my cinematographic
Marvel. You like Marvel?
All right, okay. Just back up your truck. So this, I love Sideways. This film is, I want to say, it's what I put it as, a cross between The Shining and Dead Poets Society, which makes it sound really weird, but it's not. It's not really Shining-esque at all. Is it a black comedy? Is it a drama? It is the most charming, beautiful, moving, funny film. It's really unique. It's set, the premise of it very, very quickly are a group of people, a very small group of people, are left behind in a, they call it prep school in America, what we would call a private school, a boarding school, over Christmas. And it's the relationship between a teacher, a pupil, and essentially the cook. It is brilliant. I wept throughout.
I was meant to see it earlier this week and I couldn't go, so I'm going to go at the weekend. So I'm so glad you're loving it.
I'm excited. If it doesn't win, I don't think it will win Best Picture, but it'd be criminal. It won't. Oppenheimer will win it. Snoozerama. But it's beautiful. It's so beautiful. It's so unique. I've not spoken to anybody who didn't love it.
Are there any big names in it?
No. Apart from Paul Giamatti. No. Oh, no.
Does he play the teacher?
He plays the teacher, yeah. And actually the pupil, so the pupil in it, because obviously after something, I then just go down a,
Google.
Totally.
I do that.
Yeah, everybody does. Everybody normal does. And the pupil in it, because I was like, he's obviously supposed to be like 17, 18. And I was like, I think he's about 28. He's not actually. He's about, I think he's 1920. But he was in fact a pupil at the school where they filmed it. Oh, and wow. They did a casting, an open call casting within the school. For this, he's one of the main characters, anyway. And he's now, I think he was a thespian.
Thesp.
But he now is at drama school. He's just left school and has gone to drama school. It's his first thing he's ever done. So he's never acted before. He is brilliant. And when I say brilliant, he is superb. So Paul's nominated for an Oscar.
Paul.
Best Supporting Actress is up for. It's up for Best Original Screenplay. It's got 5 nominations.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's honestly, and it's one of those films that will stay with you for years and years and years and years. It's going to take a lot to beat it out of pure enjoyment. You know, you don't want a film to end.
Films are back, aren't they? Properly back with a bang.
Well, you say that. I think they are, but there are very few films now. Because the other one, in fact, I was going to watch it last night and Ask Me Before, which I really want to see.
Can you get that now?
Yeah.
All right, you see,
you can get it on Amazon.
I've been waiting for it.
Yeah, you can get that on Amazon. I still need to see Past Lives.
Yeah, that is very, very good.
So yeah, it's. Do you know what? I've actually not seen Barbie yet.
I don't want to watch Barbie. So, I have literally no interest.
I'd watch it if maybe I had a daughter or it was like, oh, please watch it with me. But I wouldn't be feel compelled to go to see it. I'm just not bothered.
So my, I really do. I really do. So a very good friend of mine who is, you know, really, really, really into their films. She says that it actually, and she's a, not a film snob. She's a film snob, but she will say that Barbie is brilliant. Mm. But she also thinks the Holdovers should win hands down. She absolutely loved it.
I just know this is my cup of tea, the Holdovers.
But she's also young. She's also really, really, really young, which I think is interesting. So it's not just a old grumpy generation.
I want cinema to be back. I want it to be properly back. And I'd like the cinemas to be really nice places to go. You know, like the Everyman's and that sort of vibe.
So we saw this a really small and I love a really small independent cinema.
So do I.
So then it's not too expensive. But if you go to the cinema, my God, if you go to the cinema in London, drop £50.
You can, and it's not the best experience necessarily.
It's small better. I don't know. I'd like to be, as long as film is back.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love cinema to be back, but it is just so expensive. But actually, as I say, a small independent cinema, you know, we've got one in Suffolk, in Sevenoaks, we've got, mind you, the cinema in Sevenoaks, the screens are so small, they're about the size of my telly.
Well, yeah, the size of your telly, it could go in the flipping Stag cinema, couldn't it? Yeah, it's all right, to be fair, but I like the one in Oxted, The Everyman.
Yeah.
That's properly cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
You couldn't say the Stag's cool.
Absolutely not. No.
Moving on. All right. So I've been there, done that. I've also been out, not to the cinema, but to the theatre. And I've mentioned that I was going to see it a while ago. Finally got to see my mate Gemma star in the Stock Aitken Waterman, the Kylie musical called I Should Be So Lucky. Which
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I shouldn't laugh because
this should theoretically. I know it's not a me sort of thing to go to, but I swear to God, Kat, it was honestly, I went to see her. It was the Wimbledon Theatre. They've moved on now because they're touring the country. It was packed. And this has got like stalls and two dress circles. There must have been over 1,000 in there.
Oh, that's good.
It was so well attended. And like literally from the word go, people were singing.
Marianne.
Singing, swaying. Na, 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 na. And you just had to let it go. You had to pretensions, preconceptions go. But I went with a mate that's worse than me, snobby about stuff like that.
Marianne.
We were like, this is different.
Okay, Marianne. I said I wasn't going to ask her this. I'm going in. Did you like it?
Do you know what?
Did you love it?
I did like, I enjoyed it. It wouldn't be something I would have chosen to go to see.
You do know if you lie, that's like an extra day in purgatory. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, no, I'm not lying. And in the end, we were singing and dancing because they do this little encore thing. And it was great. What I loved was seeing my mate, Gemma, on stage. She played the nan. She's not old enough to be a nan. But so the premise of it is girl gets jilted at the altar. All her family go on holiday with her to Turkey.
Oh,
it's very funny. So it's a bit kind of cross between Mamma Mia, Shirley Valentine. But I have to say, it was as if the plot had been written around every Stock Aitken Waterman song you can ever think of. So from that point of view, it's amazing if you like that genre.
Yes.
And it is great. You've got your Rick Astley's, you've got me, you spin me right. Right. So there's like loads of really corking songs. And it's feel good. It's
so
feel good. And it was full of middle-aged women having a right laugh.
Two things. One, I actually do love that music. More, not for the fact that I love the music, but that I love a good old reminisce. But secondly, this sort of thing, whilst this is not up my strata particularly, ironically, it's not, I probably wouldn't love it. Don't get me wrong, if it was a concert and I could actually I'm there with bells on, but as in the form of a musical with drama in between, I'm out. But what I love about these sorts of things is seeing everybody else. Love it. That brings me so much joy.
Yeah. I think you would have loved it. There was a woman behind us heckling one of the characters. It was hilarious. So it was very warm. It was very, you know, everyone's gone in with the mini bottles of Prosecco. And it's like what I imagine if if we were to do a stage show, I think our audience would be like that, because it's up for a laugh.
Yeah.
Really well turned out middle class women who just want a laugh and a drink and to be with their mates.
That I love. That I'm all over. But it's the cheesy acting bit in the middle that I'm just, oh, I'm not here for this. So it's a bit like everyone thought I would love Mamma Mia.
And you didn't.
Oh, dear God. Dear God. Dear God.
Yeah.
No. The one that they do with the, when you go and.
Oh, it's like immersive. It's hot.
Okay, for
you, and you wore like really a warm cowboy outfit.
No, I didn't. That's not the point. I was there with my mates and we had a good time. Would I ever go and see it again? I genuinely would rather poke forks in my eyes. No.
As we were walking out, this woman turned to a mate and said, "That's the most joyful thing I've ever seen."
So joyful, you see, but I think that about ABBA Voyage.
Yeah.
Watch. I don't, yes. I love the music, but the hammy acting in the middle, I'm out. A waste of time. If they can do something around this that would just be like Rick Astley in concert, oh my God, I'll never bells on.
Well, I think this might go to the West End. I think it's very popular and I think it's a right laugh.
That's nice.
And Gemma, my mate's brilliant.
Brilliant. Kylie, oh my God, Kylie in concert.
Well, Kylie appears in this. She acts in this via a hologram. So it's literally Kylie doing it for the show, but she appears in a hologram.
Oh my God.
She keeps giving this young girl advice.
Okay, right, you're really not selling it to me now at all.
Honestly, every time she comes on, because it's like a giant Kylie appearing on the stage, everyone's like, "Wah!"
Okay. I might have to go and have a lot of... No, I'm not seeing it. I don't want to see it. I'm done. I'd rather put Stock Aitken and Waterman on my Spotify, get my mates round, dance around my kitchen.
Well, listen, I'm going to put a link up because I think our listeners are going to love this.
Okay. So I'm sure they will.
Do it.
Okay, yes.
Right. So, well, moving on. And I'm not segueing this, Kat. Don't make me.
I just know what we're talking about next. And I'm just going to sound like a right old bitch the entire way through this podcast.
Kat's going to sound like a right old bitch, okay? So... I was reading this week, Australia are about to introduce a new law, which means you will have the right to ignore your boss after you officially clock off. So this law's being brought in. It's called the right to disconnect, and it's to protect employees if they choose not to have their phones with them or switched off. After hours, you know, if somebody says, right, this is cracking off, you need to come back or you need to work on this, I need this by tomorrow, it's after hours, you still need to do it, you will no longer be able to do that in Australia. And it's to kind of protect people against the era of instant digital communication, Kat. And I was talking to you about it, and you were quite anti this law, weren't you?
Well, yes and no. No. I've thought about this, and actually, when you put it like that, it's something that I can't get my head around.
Yeah,
I literally can't get my head around it. I've always, every job I've ever had has been 24/7, but that's the way I work, and that's why I've always wanted to work. But massive difference when we were talking, we realized was that I've always absolutely loved my jobs, and my job has been very much about, you know, I haven't done 9-to-5 jobs. I've never done a 9-to-5 job. I mean, my first job was, but which I only did for a year. My second job, my contracted hours, God, I love the 90s, 8 till 8 with half an hour lunch break. And we did it, and we loved it. We loved it. But then I've always worked in a job where the more you were, the more successful you were, the more you got paid, the more you got paid, the more successful you were. And it, you know, and it's, but I that's how I'm built. I've always had jobs that I love. The difference is, I think this, if you are just, and for loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of people, especially now, you know, I've got to get this right. They work to live. They don't live to work.
Yeah.
Totally fine. You know what, work is basically a means to an end. It's what, you know, it's what puts food on the table. It's not their life's passion. And in that instance, and if you're not being, you know, remunerated adequately for working outside those hours, I totally get it.
As well, it depends on what you do.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're working, I don't know, in the local cake shop or local coffee shop, and at X
you know, you're being paid from X hour to X hour and then you're at home, you shouldn't really then be expected to, you know, I mean, look, people are on 0 hour contracts as well now, aren't they? I mean, you shouldn't then be expected to have to pick up the flak after hours if you're being paid on an hourly rate. I mean, I guess we were in jobs where, I mean, mine was journalism, and I know you originally were in the city. We were in those crazy jobs where everything was deadline driven and your day did not end at a certain time. You know, you were expected to go to after hours events or to entertain or to meet clients or yada, yada, yada. And there was no end point to that, was there? But it was part of your job.
Well, I was the job that I did that I was working in, and then I carried on working when I had children. At the beginning, when I started working there, in my contract, I had to go out on a Thursday night. I had to go to this specific pub every Thursday night, because that's where my entire industry hang out. And I was a networker, so that's what I used to do. I had membership of Fabric. I mean, which is a nightclub. I used to be able to run a tab there. I mean, it's just that's what we did. I had unlimited expense account. You know, it was an entertaining job. That's what you did. So the concept, you know, and if at the weekend, if somebody rang you at the weekend and they were having a meltdown about, you know, a contract, whatever it might be, you would speak to them. You wouldn't be like, no, sorry, I'll speak to you on Monday. You would speak to them. But it was, there was give and take in so many levels that, you know, so it wasn't, I don't know. I mean, I would never put myself in somebody else's shoes and say, I did it, so you must. It is completely down to the individual. And I do think people have the right to say, do you know what? I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
of course they do.
But they could be penalised for it.
They shouldn't be. They absolutely shouldn't be. That's literally bullshit.
You know, as you know, I paid the price for this because, you know, a couple of years ago, my career was ended because I was just simply doing too much and never taking a break, and I got burnout, and that was basically so severe it was career ending. So that wasn't very clever, but it was, and that was because you were not allowed to be off. WhatsApps, the weekend calls, the drip 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 from morning, noon and night, it didn't end.
Well, I think the massive difference is, and I actually think this is a really important point, I worked because I wanted to. I wasn't having my boss ring me and say, you must do this. And that, I think, is where this different, where this is
enjoyment levels. You love it. I mean, I left my job up until the last year or so, and I do think that is makes a massive difference.
It makes the entire world a difference. Yeah. I think it's, if your boss is saying to you, you've got to do this, you're like, I really don't want to do it. Whereas I would do it off my own bat. That would be how I live. That's how I've always worked.
Yeah.
And my mates were the same. You know, the majority of my mates I worked with over the years. So I love the people I work with. So I think it's very, very, very different. But I do think in this instant, where they're saying about a boss is ringing, you do have the right to go, I'm off.
Well, maybe not those words.
Maybe not those words. Maybe less. Yeah. Maybe,
you'll be miming that in the background and you go, I'm busy.
Let me less succession.
The Prime Minister, the Aussie Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, says someone who is not being paid 24 hours a day shouldn't be penalised if they're not online and available 24 hours a day.
I mean, you can't say it fairer than that, can you?
Play,
it's entirely, Anthony. Entirely true.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's ask the question, shall we?
I think it's a great question. And I do think, I think actually, the way this is worded, read it and then I'll say.
So we're going to put a poll up. So listeners, do we all have the right to disconnect from work? Yeah. Yes or no?
Absolutely. I really do think you do. I mean, as I say, I never wanted to. And not because I was being forced to. I think that is the difference. If you want to work 24 hours a day, if you want to answer phone calls, if you want to be available, then that is your gig. But A, someone shouldn't make you, and B, you can't make anybody else.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
And on the work theme, remember we put that poll up last week, vis-a-vis Karen Brady.
Oh, yes.
How everyone dresses on The Apprentice. We put a poll up to say, is apprentice style dressing over, corporate dressing over? Over 90% of you said it was.
Oh, thank God for that.
I did put a slightly unfortunate picture of Karen up, to be fair.
I watched it last week, actually, the first episode.
I did.
It's on the first one. Do you know what? It never ceases to amaze me. How do they find such stupid people? I mean, they are literally, I don't know if it's the editing, but they come across as morons.
Do you think, I think some of them are younger than they look, though, you know. I think some of them are ever so young. The way they talk, and they're not experienced in any way, are they?
I don't know. Why do they?
Proper moppets, some of them.
Absolute idiots. Also, riddle me this. Why are they all mostly young? I think there's, I'd love to know the ages. I'm not sure they're allowed to tell their ages.
Yeah, maybe not. Some of they tried to mix it up one year with a few people who were older, don't they? But I suppose with inexperience comes entertaining TV, doesn't it?
Well, I just think it'd be funny.
Putting the wrong thing on the wrong thing.
I mean, what was it?
A crumble
on the fish cakes. You absolute idiots. But they're not even like, oh, what a mistake, slightly stupid. They are thick as pig shits.
Oh, apologies to any apprentice.
Oh, but to be fair, no.
Contestants okay. listening to let this. Me, they're let too me, young to be listening to
let
this.
Me, exactly. Let me take that back. I'm not sure they are necessarily, but I think that's how they're edited to look.
Oh, God, yeah, because it's fun, isn't it?
Well, it's
fun and daft.
It's not really fun. I just think it just makes me angry. Mind you, having said that,
my toes curl watching it, actually.
Oh, it's really frustrating. Also, when I know that there are so many really bright kids out there.
No, but we don't want to watch telly where they're all brilliant. You want to watch telly where they're absolute moppets.
No, I don't. Sometimes I'd like to watch it when they're slightly brilliant. Slightly brilliant. Or just,
or watch Dragon's Den for that.
Yeah, sometimes they're really stupid as well.
Yeah, they are. Well, that's part of the way.
But it's when they come in and they go about, they know what they're going to be asked, and then they go about their figures, and they go, it's like, dude, you were going to be asked one question. Know your numbers.
Oh, no, that's daft. That's so daft.
Again, I think it's how it must be edited, and I think they must be really nervous, and...
Oh, God, yeah. I'd be absolutely pooping my pants.
I know.
Looking at all of those.
I know. I've only seen it once, actually, but I've seen it loads of times, but this episode I've only seen once. Series I've only seen once. Right. We're done with that. I'm done talking about work.
Well, we're moving over to fashion.
Right.
Fashion whinge. You contacted me in the week, so you were like absolutely ranting.
Oh, God.
And you were like,
I've had a really, really stressful week, okay? I've had you've been there. You've been at the end of the phone for my stressful week. So it's come out, as somebody said to me, do you know when you get really, really stressed, it won't come out in that way. It comes out sideways.
Well, came out via your fashion whinge.
I'm so sorry, pod people.
Which are now, you literally you're, hate.
You're getting the sideways whinge.
Go on.
Tartan. I mean, it belongs on a Scottish person and it belongs on a packet of shortbread. Other than that, tartan or a womble. Tartan has no place.
Vivian Westwood.
All right, okay. Okay, I'll give it to Viv. Other than that, tartan has no place in a wardrobe.
It suddenly
school
has,
skirt.
Do you blame traitors? We've touched on this before. Wasn't there a bit of a kilt theme going on the Winkleman?
But that
I
was
thought
all,
she looked great.
No, she looked amazing. Yeah. She did look amazing because there was such a juxtaposition of how she was wearing it. But I still do look at a tartan small mini kilt and think, school uniform.
Well, you see, I disagree. As long as it's not in red, check.
What's a green check?
No, like if it's
purple.
A sort, I like a plain black kilt. I think it looks very cool.
Well, that's not tartan then, is it? If it's a bloody black kilt.
Oh, yeah. That's a kilt.
Sweet Jesus.
Sorry, you didn't say kilt.
I'm talking tartan.
I don't mind a darker tartan.
So it doesn't really look like tartan?
It doesn't look like obvious tartan. You know, Highlands of the Glen.
Do you know what I quite like to see, which I don't know if you can? A tartan that is like, then I suppose it becomes less tartan and more check, doesn't it? So a tartan that was in, you know, like really, really random, untartany colours.
Mm.
Like a pale pink and a pale...
Oh, yeah, that would
do
be
know
nice.
What? I'm looking at my sofa, you know...
That's not tartan.
No, I know, but the blue, and I'm just meant to get another red cushion. Do you know what? Just in a really different colour.
Where's it come from, though, Kat? Why is tartan suddenly everywhere?
Do you know what? I should have looked into this. I don't know. There's a brand that has dresses, a small independent brand that has, and suddenly on my Instagram, they're everywhere. And I look at them and it makes me want to punch things.
You've had a bad week.
I've had a bad week, but I just like red tartan has also, Also, my birthday is the day before Burns Night.
Now we're nearer to the truth.
We're nearer to the truth now. The fact that...
So you're jealous that your birth, that Burns Night with Tartan is overshadowing your birthday?
No, I don't know.
This goes deep and psychological.
No, here. I don't. When I was younger, and obviously much more easily influenced, and I didn't, as we've said before, I didn't like, you know, my birthday. Oh, I'm not that bothered, So people would say, oh, especially if it's over a weekend, oh, there's a Burns Night celebration. Let's do that instead. Let's go for drinks. And I'm like, oh, okay then. And I'd get there and be, I don't particularly like neats and tatties. And I do quite like
it. Do you like Scottish people, Kat?
I do. I love Scottish people. Yeah.
Do you like whiskey?
No.
I don't.
I hate whiskey.
I don't like haggis.
Obviously, I do like haggis. I do.
Contents of a sheep's stomach.
Well, it's not the content. It's wrapped in a sheep's stomach. It's not the content. Do you like a sausage?
No.
Well, there you go. It's basically like, well, you do like a sausage.
Oh, no, I'm just
lying. You liar. Exactly. No, I don't. No, I don't like. No, I don't like. I don't like. I don't like porridge.
I don't know what neeps and tatties are. Isn't tatty potato?
Yeah, what's neeps? Turnips, I think.
I don't really. We've just offended them entirely.
I love Scottish people, and I'm sure they're probably quite cross actually that their tartan has been infiltrated and, you know, used as
fashion,
the sacrificial lamb. I hate it. I don't like tartan. I'm just saying it. I don't like tartan.
Have you watched Braveheart? Did you like Mel Gibson in tartan?
Well, yeah, but there was all sort of controversy about that. Let's not open that kind of
ones.
Do you know what I do like? I do like, oh, what's the Disney film? Oh, with a girl with a really long red hair. Oh, everyone's going to be shouting. It's not Tangled. It's Brave. It's called Brave.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Because I never watched. I know it's awful to say, but I never watched the girl films, and that was after my time too.
Oh,
Is it called Brave? You're not thinking Braveheart?
I'm gonna put my neck on the line and say it's called Brave.
What about her? Is she Scottish?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
As I'm saying all this, you know, I'm having massive banks, and maybe that was a dream. Anyway, that's a really good film. But apart from that, I love Scottish people. I love Scotland. But I don't want to wear tartan.
Well, no one's making you.
I was made to as a child for school. Bloody, actually, no, my school uniform wasn't tartan.
Let's move on.
Do you know what? I'm just thinking.
Tartan people, yes or no, as a fashion statement.
But also, I'm actually thinking about this. You know my mother of pearl coat, the pink one?
Yeah.
That theoretically.
Check.
But what makes it check and what makes it tartan?
Well, tartan is a certain type of check that's kind of interwoven, isn't
right.
it?
Right. Just hang on.
Do not walk to your wardrobe. She does this to me all the time. You know what, listeners? We need to get a studio because I'm filling in here, drying up as we speak. Ish comes with, it's not tartan cat. I mean, as if you can even see it. You can't see the goddamn coat. Right.
This
is checked coat.
No, but if it was in red and thingy,
I'm going to take a picture of her so you can see her.
Think that would be tartan. I think.
I suppose there's an argument to say, potentially.
And the colours.
Keep it there, Trim. Mummy, take a picture and you can take a vote.
It's basically brown, like a sage green and a dusky pink.
They are nice colours.
Disgusting. But together, it's amazing. And that is tartan. But it's not tartan as we know it. So basically it's red, that red tartan, that olive green tartan, that bottle green tartan.
The red one is just the obvious one, isn't it? But yes, we're seeing it all over the place. Do you like it? Yes or no? Let's move on.
And we'll also do, is my coat tartan? Good, isn't it?
Does my bum look tartan in this?
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, I hope not.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Right.
Okay.
So moving on to our meesome threesomes, the trio of treats getting us through the week. I can't believe your first one.
Right.
Although I am a fan, so I don't know why I said that.
Here we go. So this is something, actually. This is a jolly. I've put my jolly hat now back in the room.
Hooray!
Back in the room. Hair. Yes. In fact, they're all lovely, mine. So Death in Paradise, I'm watching.
Oh, God, what's the music? I'm dying to sing
it. Do 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 do.
Yeah, it's Caribbean, isn't it?
Do 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 do. But what I love, and I put this up yesterday because it's back. It's back, and I was having the worst day yesterday, and I saw Death in Paradise was back.
It cannot fail to cheer you up.
This is it. This is it. New series. It was the 100th episode.
Is Dougal still in it from Father Ted? Or
no.
Moved on?
It's Ralph Little.
Oh, Ralph Little.
Yes.
From the royal family.
Yes.
That's right. Is he still in it?
Yes. And do you know who was in it yesterday? Kathy Tyson.
She's everywhere, that
I
Kathy
know.
Tyson.
She was amazing. So
there's more of her than Tartan, isn't there, at the minute?
No. Thank God. I'd
you can't
much
move for
rather,
Tyson.
Much rather see Kathy than
yeah,
Tartan.
So would I.
And so I just thought, oh, do you know what? I'm going to watch it. And what I love, it's really like, it's like murder that's not that bad. I've never
well,
seen
it's
that
like
bad.
Midsummer Murder because it's all, you know, lovely.
It's, I love
they're
it.
Kind of soft murders, aren't they?
Well, it's just cheerful. It's a jolly murder.
Gentle murder.
A jolly whodunit.
Yeah.
But somebody said, you know, so they always have a death. Death. And it's followed by... It's like, not so bad.
Not like Silent Witness.
No. Oh, my God, that music. Actually, that music reminds me of winter and cold
yeah.
and just
it's
shit.
Spooky and horrible,
and also, because on a Monday and a Tuesday, it's the beginning of the
yeah,
week.
You're not in a good place.
No.
Are you? Death in Paradise, Wednesday night?
No.
Are we talking?
It's actually Sunday at 9 o'clock.
Who is it?
It used to, I think it's moon. I think it ever used to be on then. But now it's on Sunday at 9 o'clock. And so then I had on my Instagram this whole...
What's the main fella's name, Kat?
Which one? Selwyn. The which one?
The main character who solves all the murders.
We call something different every time. I can't remember. Do you know what? I can't
How
remember.
How can he be called something different every time?
Well,
he's
the inspector.
Doctor Who.
Do you mean the inspector?
Yeah. The blonde guy, the tall
he's
fella.
He's not blonde anymore, is he? What are you talking about? Do you know what?
Well, who's the main character?
Ralph Little.
No, he's not.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, someone
is
help.
Is he the new blonde man, then? The one, the ready blonde?
Oh, my God.
Is he not in it anymore?
No!
Oh, Ralph Little's a new him. He's like a new Doctor Who.
Yes. He's the new inspector.
Oh, apologies. I thought, because I've not seen it for ages.
What about 3 years?
I thought he was his sidekick.
What?
I thought he was his, you know,
no.
Tonto to Lone Ranger.
No.
Oh.
No.
Ralph Little's the main
guy. Are you back? Are you
okay. Little's gone big.
Maz, absolutely. Maz has, it's Marlon. Marlon is the sidekick. The PC. Oh, God's sake. Blimey. Okay, right. Call yourself a fan. My ass.
I need to catch up.
Basically, the point was, the premise that everybody came through was that this is the ultimate feel-good programme. And then we
do
went
the music
on,
again.
It's the only time I ever hear me sing. It just makes me feel really happy. It's like people die, but you know that they're not, it's not a painful death.
No, it's death in paradise.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, it's the second year last year. It was the second most popular drama after Happy Valley. People love it. There was a great article in The Guardian about this is the TV we should all be watching. And about how brilliant it is.
I know, because we're all in such a miserable bloody place, aren't we? Like the Kylie musical, it's just, people just need things to make them feel good.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So they then went on. So I got loads of messages from people saying, yeah, that's my guilty pleasure TV.
Oh, yeah.
Death in Paradise, my guilty pleasure TV. And other people said, oh, yes, Sunday Night TV. And then they started with Call the Midwife. Kill Me Now, absolutely not, no.
I quite like it.
Oh.
But these things are just, if there's 10 minutes left,
no.
I watch them. That's why Death in Paradise I've not seen properly, but I'll catch the last 5 minutes.
Well, there's no point in that.
Well, you know.
But you like, what's the other one? You like Dr.
Martin.
Oh, God, no. You see?
Again, it's because of the setting and because something horrible will happen, but it won't be that horrible. And I like it.
No,
yeah,
no.
Absolutely
no,
love
all
it.
That.
Should we do a little poll? What's your guilty TV pleasure?
Well, no, let's not do that because I think we can do a whole mini pod on it.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think we can.
Have we done it?
I don't know. It seems quite familiar.
Have we done it, listeners?
Can you put a poll up? Have we done this or not? We can't remember. Well, do you know what? I can guarantee if we can't remember, nobody else will be able to remember.
I think people out there have got better memories than us.
I was about to say, I'm so sorry. I just dragged you all down with us. That's so rude of me. I'm really sorry. Anyway, move on.
I'm watching M&S, How They Got Back on Top, Channel 5.
This has been out for ages.
No, this is a new one. It's a one-off and it was a new one. Okay. And it's basically telling the story of how... basically, you know, the death knell was tolling for M&S and a lot of the high street, and they've just managed to kind of get back on top again, you know, post COVID, etc., etc. And so it was just a fascinating look at the high street, and I just thought, you know what, that's so interesting, because our big brands, favourite brands like, you know, John Lewis, M&S, Next. All of those great British brands, God, they've been through hell, really, haven't they?
Oh, gotcha.
And it just fascinates me as to how shoppers and consumers think. Mm. And you know, at the end of the day, it kind of comes down to really basic stuff, doesn't it? Which is quality, trust, you know. And it was just telling the story of how the little tweaks that got it back on top. Mm. Even bloody Percy Pigs. Something like 16 million bags of Percy Pigs were sold last year.
I love M&S food. I really do love M&S food. I like many, many people, have a love-hate relationship.
With the high street?
No, specifically with M&S. I want to love it. They have the most incredible basics that I wear, that I buy, that I love. My dilemma, shall we say, with M&S is still their sizing. Mm. The fact that you go in and there was a size 4 and there was a size 28. There is nothing from an 8 to a 16 or an 18. Not there. Done. Not even
and again,
there.
That's such a basic, isn't it?
It is and it isn't. I know from speaking to them for years and years that it's their ordering system. It's so big. The problem is it's so huge. It's so huge. And in fact, one of my really good friends, her husband used to be on the board. So I do know there are, you know, in the difficulty is it's such a juggernaut that to get anything actioned takes so much, which is understandable, you know, because that's how these huge companies function. That's actually it. I also, and I know it's been good for them, but I now find their website really difficult to navigate.
I think the website was one of the things that came up in the doc.
It always has been. They got it right for a really short period of time. It was brilliant. And they do have the most amazing designers. The quality is brilliant. I actually think the sizing is pretty good and pretty consistent, I would say, which obviously is what's important for some people. But it's the lack of availability. It's the fact that trying to find anything either in store or on their website. And I know, I feel for them, because do you know what? What one person wants, another person hates. So you're never going to please all the people all of the time. And that does make it tricky. But I think the core basics of what they have are brilliant. My concern now, as your average consumer, and not being a fashion expert who knows how to go and find something or how it will look, is it's just too overwhelming. And the fact they have, I think, for me, I mean, I wish they'd done more with Jaeger. I really wish they would do more with Jaeger, because they bought Jaeger, they own Jaeger now. And that, for me, is such an amazing British brand that could be...
Well, the heritage with that brand as well.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. And I don't feel it's been given. You've got Jigsaw, who've had a massive re-emergence. You've got Hobbs, who have a huge, loyal customer base. I just think that there is so much more... I personally, and maybe they're doing it, but if I don't know, you know, maybe they are, but I've not seen it. There's any evidence of it?
No.
Jaeger?
So. No, not at all,
and,
really.
And, you know, and I love it. I love Autograph.
I do love Autograph.
You go into the store and I find it incredibly difficult to navigate. And the fact now they have all these other brands they sell, hundreds of other brands now. It's not just a couple, hundreds of other brands. For me, I feel that it dilutes their core offering, which is brilliant. I just think it now...
Sort of blinded by choice.
You absolutely are. I mean, it's very difficult to see the wood for the trees. Mm. And I think people just go, oh, I can't be bothered. the staff, I think, in the majority of stores are, they always have a core, you know, a core. I mean, in Sevenoaks, I mean, the people that work there are brilliant.
Well, including my son, including who's there for 4 years. Yeah, immensely.
Exactly.
Bless him.
But they've taken away all the tills now. Do you know that?
Oh, God, don't start me.
I know.
Don't start me on non-manual tills.
Oh, God, you are my best mate.
I just, I'm like, what? I just know that I'll go to an auto. What do they call them? Automatic till. What are they called? Self-serve. And I just know, I almost get them lined up, wave at them, just because I know that something's about to go wrong. And, you know, you say you've got this hormonal thing that makes technology go wrong. Well, I think I'm like that on an automatic till. Something, I'll have the barcode, I'll try and beep it, something won't happen, something will come up, something red, an alarm will go off, and I know it'll go wrong.
That's what my best mate does.
That puts me in a bad mood.
Going shopping with them is hilarious. And I do it a lot, and it's hilarious because it is a full Michael Douglas falling down moment at the M&S checkout because he's trying to get a loaf of bread put through. Anyway, but I think it's more than that. Do you know what? I actually have a lot of time for the old, what do you call them? Self-help.
You need self-help, actually.
But I do self-service. Think.
Loads of people. If you're in a hurry, you know what you're doing. Beep, beep. Like Joe, my son, he just cannot get over it. Because obviously he's done it as well in the past. If you're having a shot with him, he's like, beep, 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 beep. Right, go meow.
Oh, that's me. And
I'm like, oh, that's how it's done.
Yeah. But I do think, for the store, I just think there's that level of human interaction, especially M&S, and especially with the demographic. Still love that human interaction. That's what makes it special for them.
So people go in for a chat.
I know. And I think they will say, well, there are tills available. But, and there are. Do you know what? I think they are, it's a rock and a hard place for them. And I totally get that. And it's, as we've always said, you know, with the sizing, you know, with the petite and the tall, wouldn't it be a lovely world if everybody could be catered for? But these, you know, commercially, shops have to cater for
the majority.
Yeah. And, you know, if you sit either side of that, whichever way it might be, it's probably not going to float your boat. So for me, I don't know. I have to say, oh, well, I personally worship at the Temple of John Lewis.
That's, we both worship at that temple,
you know,
temple,
but that's me that I brought up with Truins, you know, Truins and Watford, everybody knows.
Do
they? Yeah. No. So John Lewis, years ago, there were only certain stores called John Lewis. They all had their own name. So Peter Jones.
Yeah. The one in Tunbridge Wells?
That's not John Lewis. That's Hooper's.
Sorry. What's that then?
It's a completely different brand. It's Hooper's.
Is it not like John Lewis?
No! Is it owned by John Lewis? No, it's Hooper's.
Oh, I thought it was John Lewis.
There's only like three Hooper's. No.
I thought it was called Hooper's, but it's under the...
No.
Okay,
well done. Anyway, moving on.
So there we go. Anyway, so that's what I've been doing. What have you been doing, Kat?
I'm eating humble pie. Because I obviously said last week, mm-hmm. I can't remember whenever it was, we were talking about, I was looking for new trainers. And I love my Onitsuka Tigers / the Lonsdales.
Yeah, Onitsuka Tiger.
Onitsuka Tiger. They don't look Lonsdales. So rude.
Didn't say it, Kat.
No, I know. It's my best mate. And so, but they are now very, very pleased that I have bought you. So I said that I wouldn't buy them because they were really ubiquitous. Everybody had them. But
I know you said that pointedly because I got a pair.
Yeah, no. I said, but I really wanted. I know. I told you. I'm eating humble pie here. I really wanted a pair of green trainers, so I bought a pair of Sambas in green,
and they look good because you've just got them out of the box to show me.
They're really nice. I don't know where they're over there.
I'll put a picture up. They're very nice green, and they're green and gold, aren't they?
They're green and gold because I have come to the conclusion that this spring I am not going to be, I don't know, wearing colour. I'm just trying to think of another way to say that. But
you're wearing it on your feet.
I'm going to wear it on my feet. Yes, I'm going to change up my wardrobe because I've got so many things I love, like I've got on today, that I'm not going to stop wearing this. I like wearing black and I like wearing navy and I like wearing grey.
You're like a settee. So basically, you've kept yourself neutral and you're putting cushions on, which is coat and trainers in different colours. So you get your colours from your outerwear.
Do you know what I liken myself to? I talk about this in the book. A burger.
Get change people available in all bookshops.
Yeah. Well, probably not, but
you're paying me every time I say that.
I don't, by the way. Do you notice this? I'm sorry. Thanks. Your face. I think my wardrobe is basically like a burger, Right, it's like a plain burger.
Your wardrobe is like a burger.
Think of it like a burger. So it's a plain burger. So it's basically, I've got lots that you can make. I can make a fish burger, I can make a chicken burger, but it's a burger. It's something with a bun around it. Everything goes together. But my accessories are my Big Mac extras. Pimp my burger. So you can actually, so how you change a burger up, you can add what you want in, but the elements of it.
I thought my sofa metaphor was quite good.
Well, it's very good indeed. But
you went one further with the burger.
Yeah, I did. Well, I just think that's how I used to describe, how can accessories add to your wardrobe.
And the way
I did it. Shut up. The way I did it was, yeah, to you know.
There's many good charity shop in Sevenoaks.
Oh, God. That was so funny.
It's not in the charity shop.
Shut
it's in
up.
The shed.
Okay.
I went and bought it back. Right. So, Samba. So,
you.
I have been to an exhibition at the Victoria and Albert Museum with my mate Terry, and it's called Diva.
Don't look at me like that. You literally.
Oh, did I?
Oh, right.
Mistake. So it's like a really nice interactive exhibition. So you get the headphones.
Oh, I love a headphone.
And you don't have to do anything with the headphones. It's one of those where you go past Susie and the Banshees and it starts playing Susie and the Banshees. Amy Winehouse starts playing Amy Winehouse. So it's all the divas, past and present. You know, it was from, you know, Liz Taylor.
I'm laughing. I'm sorry.
Choking on
you. 1 minute. You're going to be rude about me. In a minute.
You're not in this exhibition.
Of course I'm not, but
you should be.
There we go.
And it's very, very good. And you see film, like Nina Simone singing. You'll see all the lots of original costumes, Whitney Houston, to Debbie Harry, to all the people that you've sort of not forgotten about, but are reminded of how amazing they were. Josephine Baker goes as far back as her, and it shows you her dance, and it was absolutely brilliant. And we had a thoroughly, thoroughly nice time. And I don't think it's an expensive one either.
Can you still get tickets?
Yes, you can.
Brilliant, because so much of the V&A, unless you are a member.
It was the Chanel exhibition. I went with a friend who is a member.
I know
we should. Actually, I said to Nick, next year, instead of getting me a Tate membership, which I still haven't used, but I will, get me V&A, because I think there's just a lot more going on there that I particularly am interested in.
Do you know what I'm going to do? Maybe we should do it for each other. I'm going to buy it myself for a Valentine's Day present.
That's good. Do you know what you could do? You could buy it and halve it. You could go in. Two people could go in, because you get a membership and a free ticket, if you see what I mean.
Oh.
Do you see what I'm saying? You can ask somebody along.
Okay.
So you buy it so that get in, and I guess you might not want to take me to everything.
Well, I'm just thinking, does this mean I've got to take you to everything? Oh, my God, I'm doing that. Okay, fine. Well, I might buy it for myself.
Galentine.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
No. I don't like that. Let's not do that.
So it was very, very good. But guess whose costume was the most OTT and diva-ish in this diva exhibition?
Well, I've seen it written down, so I can't say.
Elton John.
Yeah, I know. Can imagine. It's amazing.
Not the women's. Him. For his 50th birthday costume. It was this big, massive,
was there any Bowie in there?
White. Oh, God, was Bowie in there?
Because that
I bought a card with Bowie on it, Bowie and Liz Taylor. I don't know if Bowie was in there. There were a couple of guys. Prince was in there.
Oh God. Okay, here we go.
But actually, I'm not sure Bowie was. But it's very good. Very much worth a visit if you are around the V&A.
It's not far. I'm definitely going to go.
It is far if you live in Scotland and you're wearing a kilt.
Was Vivian in there?
Vivienne Westwood was not in there because it wasn't actually a fashion retrospective. It was entertainers.
This is okay. Fine.
Actually, something Vivienne designed for, I think it might have been Adele, was on show in there.
So she was in there.
She was in there,
but it wasn't.
But it wasn't about her.
Was there any tartan?
This wasn't tartan.
They're Bay City Rollers.
No. Woody and Les.
Okay.
Didn't make an appearance.
I had no idea they were called that, but there we go. Right, we're talking about presents. We're moving on. Segue nicely.
Talking about divas and diamonds.
Oh, yeah. I have got to show you how lovely are these. I did really, really well for my birthday this year.
God, you so did.
I know.
Kat, can I just say?
Yeah.
I absolutely love those.
And
I want them.
I know. I keep touching them.
Because they're expensive.
Anyway. Oh, you don't ask how much a present is. That's really rude. That's really rude. It's from a very special friend. And I've got diamond earrings.
Oh, my gosh. I know. You lucky thing.
I know. I absolutely love them. But they were designed by my friend Louise Sinclair, who is a really good friend of mine. She designed them. And they are beautiful.
They are divine.
They're absolutely
And I love beautiful. Louise. In fact, she's I've got amazing. Her ring on today.
So have I. And in fact, you know what we said we're going to do? We were talking the other day. She came over for a drink and we were talking about, we're going to do a collaboration. Sure, I'm going to design something.
I think you should.
I should.
Can you mostly let her design it?
But that, I was about to say.
Just put your name to
I'm
it.
I'm an idiot. I was about to say, I think it might be me basically making the cocktails and her designing something.
Oh, that's all right. That's
all right, works. Isn't it?
That works.
Know thy limits. Know thy place.
Yes, exactly.
But she did admit actually. So you know the rings that we have you got one of these ones? That I got yes. I bought these. So I specifically asked her
Smoky Quartz.
Yeah, but yeah. I asked her to do the Smoky Quartz. And she did admit after a vodka that it's not her favourite. She would never have done it had I not said I want to buy a ring and I want it to be.
Yeah, but I love like the this. Smoky quartz.
I love smoky quartz.
I bet
quartz.
She sold some smoky quartz in her time.
Well, I bet she. Well, I think she has, but I think she thinks it's sort of 70s. I'm now 70s and I love it.
I do.
I don't like, I mean, the green, as I said, I love the green. And that's why I need to get the green sambas because they went with my rings.
They go with your rings.
That's actual bollocks, isn't it?
But No, because you wear them all the time.
I do wear them all the time. And this is the thing, I don't change up my jewellery. So these are bought for me knowing that I very rarely change them up. I've had my fish scales. I've had.
Oh, that's right. You've had those fish
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, I've had those.
They weren't my favourites, if you don't mind me saying so.
Okay.
I just don't have an affinity with fish.
Quite like fish.
Yeah.
You're not Pisces,
are you?
No.
I don't feel an affinity with the symbol of a fish. It's not that I didn't like the design.
That's interesting.
Just
isn't
me.
I know what you mean, though. I know what you mean because there are things that I don't have an affinity with.
Yeah. What would you not buy?
Well, I'm not actually weirdly tartan. I'm not thinking about
a tartan fish.
Well, your tartan fish. No, shape wise.
Yeah.
I'm probably not massive on a heart. Oh, she says I've got a heart bloody.
Oh,
ring.
You see, I like hearts. I'm drawn to hearts and good luck symbols and lions.
What?
Lions, because Leo.
Oh, I'm not drawn
anything
to a lion.
I feel an affinity with suns.
Oh, no, not hearts. A sun either. No. Okay, there's loads. I'm not. No.
Good luck signs.
No, like an arrow. Absolutely not, no.
Well, you've got evil eyes all over your robe.
Oh, my God. I thought you said you've got evil eyes. But all right, check it out. Steady on, love. Rude.
You've gone too far.
Looking at me. No, I don't. But going actually back to things that actually set you a bit on edge. Tartan, whilst we're here, totally irrelevant. Polka dots.
Oh, okay.
Do you
detest a polka dot?
Detest them.
I've not seen you in a polka.
Because I don't own anything in
a
polka
dot.
What?
I don't think I've ever worn a polka dot.
I do
like it on other people sometimes. It can look a quite sort of 20. Oh. It depending on what it is.
You know what? I mean, I wouldn't look at anyone and think, oh, I don't like what you're wearing. Actually, I would. But I wouldn't say it. But I can see that it suits them. It's like that, you know, it's like the
like a 20s tea dress with a bit of a polka going on can look really nice.
Yeah, it can look nice, but it's not my favourite.
You're not really a 20s tea dress sort of
woman. Not really, no, not entirely, no.
Mm. All right, moving on. Okay, anyway, can I just say I love your earrings. And if Louise is listening, I really love those earrings.
I love them. Yeah, okay. I'm sure she'll sell you a pair. I love them. So there's one big hoop and then there's a huggy.
Have you got both? No, what did you get? What were you gifted
both.
For your birthday?
Well, I was given as a
given
present.
From your good mate for your birthday.
They bought me, two pairs. I know. But I didn't get a Christmas present, so you know what? Love them.
Gorgeous. Okay. And going from earrings to a very, very cheap treat for me, my last Meesum threesome.
I love this.
My first bunch of daffs of the year, £1. Waitrose, thanks for coming. I just saw them, Kat. I was buying a paper, physical paper, probably one of the last people who ever does that, going to buy my Sunday paper. and they were all there at the till.
Right.
And so I bought four. I was like, I'll have that. Oh, no, I'll have another. No, I'll have another.
Now.
£4, four bunches.
Yeah, I know. But I actually think, and I noticed this last year, that one bunch of daffs, which used to be a pound, and they have been a pound for absolutely ages, I think you get less daffs.
So you have to buy bunches.
You used to be able to just buy one.
And now you have to pay £2.
At least two, if not three.
Mm.
I love them. I like a daffodil and I love a sunflower.
You see, sunflowers for me, I love the look of them, but I never find they do well in a vase. They all, I don't know, there's something right. about, they're tricky.
Let me show you my vase. You need a vase with a very, 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 almost like a bottle.
Yeah.
A really narrow stem.
Yeah, because otherwise they just go.
Well, the ones that I don't get, I do love them, but I just think they're, two flowers actually, tulips.
I adore tulips, so but they don't last. But do you know what the trick for tulips are?
Put a pin through the bottom of the thing.
You put 2p at the bottom of the vase.
I thought you actually, I might, look, I'm going to
you. Always trim the stem. That goes without saying.
Okay, I might have made this up. Oh, God.
Make it up. Go on.
Go on.
You put
a pin.
Through what?
Through the bottom of the stem. And take it out so you make a hole. I don't know.
It'll take about 2 hours.
Well, how many tulips do you have? You've died
by the time you put them in your vase.
Yeah, you only put one hole. How many tulips do you have?
Oh, you have a bunch, don't you?
All right. Bloody hell, Mrs. Bouquet.
I haven't got time to be pinheading.
Well, if they last. So I think I love...
Trim the bottom off. Yeah. Trim the bottom off.
Yeah.
Put the water in. Put a 2p in.
And what does that stop?
It stops them drooping.
Does it?
Because there's like, I don't know, is it zinc or iron or something? They
copper?
Copper. They're copper. It's
from
copper.
From a 2p?
Yeah.
Zinc?
I don't know. What's in a 2p?
Copper.
Copper.
Well, it probably isn't. It probably used to be.
I don't know what it is now, but it works.
Okay.
And your tulips will last longer with that 2p.
I'm really intrigued as to where I've heard the pin bullshit from.
Yeah,
okay, pin fine. Bullshit. Anyway, yeah. What about other flowers? What about...
I love spring flowers. I love anything. I love spring. So daffs,
yeah.
Happy making. Tulips, happy making.
Yeah.
Anything like, even like hyacinths.
Oh, I love hyacinths.
Oh, God, anything. I am a flower person. If you were to say, what can I buy you? A bunch of flowers, a box of chocolates, or a bottle of champagne. I'd be flowers, champagne, chocolates in order.
I would be champagne, flowers, don't bother with the chocolates. I'm not going to thank you for them. That's so rude, isn't it? Bag of nuts.
Bag of nuts.
Or a candle.
I do like a candle.
A candle.
Too.
A bag of, yeah.
Actually, ideally, I'd like a bunch of flowers, a candle, and a bottle of champagne.
The thing, all right, really?
If you're feeling generous.
Christ,
but
no.
But flowers any day of the week.
Do you? Now, here's the thing. What does it say about me? Interesting. I prefer a bunch of flowers that are all the same.
I do.
That's
so
why I don't
a bunch
like...
of white tulips.
Yep.
Or, yeah, I know, or not roses.
I do love roses, but roses don't love me. They go, how do they go? Roses don't love me. They always end up looking a little bit shit.
A little bit wilty.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, hydrangeas. I love hydrangeas.
I don't think I know what hydrangea is.
You do. Great big blousy things, usually blue.
Oh, yes.
Blue.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yes. Okay, fine.
You only need three of those and they last forever.
I have to say, I do love, but they are a pain in the ass. White lilies. And I know they're the flower of the dead.
Like lilies.
I love a lily.
But it's just getting all the...
Oh, that
the,
bloody orange
yeah,
shit off.
All the stuff that
the,
comes
the
off
stamen?
It. The pollen.
Oh, I don't know what it's called.
I was
going to
say stamen,
Why
but
you?
I think it's pollen.
We're
no,
making
what
it
is
up.
It? Stamen?
I don't know. Don't know.
No, I don't.
I know nothing. Look at me, my brain and everything. If I'm in doubt, I just go, I say it and go, I think it's a dream. Honestly, it puncture every single conversation.
I just could be asked.
I think it was a dream.
Yeah, I think I dreamt that.
Yeah.
Okay. It is a wrap, folks. Thanks for tuning in to Been There, Done That, Got the Podcast. Now, please leave us a nice review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to us. Emphasis on the nice.
Okay. Or a brilliant.
Yeah, amazing.
Just not nasty.
Yeah.
If you want to say something nasty, just message us.
Yeah,
if
just
you've
don't,
got an issue
just
with
don't
it,
bother.
Just message us.
Yeah.
If you don't already, please follow us on Insta at Got the Podcast for lots of extras.
Now join us on Monday. Meanwhile, have a great weekend.